Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that really matters in drum and bass production. A stepper jungle DJ intro that feels mix-ready, sounds dark, and still has enough movement to grab attention from the very first bars. Think of the intro as a tool first, and a musical statement second. If a DJ can blend into it cleanly, and it still feels alive on its own, then you've got the right balance. That's the goal here. Make a 16-bar intro that gives the selector space, hints at the break energy, and sets up a hard drop without giving everything away too early. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools like Simpler, Drum Rack, EQ8, Compressor, Saturator, Auto Filter, Utility, and Reverb. By the end, you'll have a sliced breakbeat arranged into a rolling stepper intro with a restrained bass tease, proper phrasing, and enough tension to make the drop hit harder. Let's start with the break. Choose a break that has clear kick and snare transients, plus a little ghost detail. That extra character is what gives you something musical to work with. If the loop is too cloudy, too roomy, or too washed out, it'll fight you the whole way. Drag it into an audio track, turn warp on, and set the warp mode to beats. A good starting point is to preserve either 1/16 or 1/8, depending on how tight the break is. Keep the transient envelope moderate, around 20 to 50, so the hits stay punchy. Then trim the gain so the clip sits comfortably below clipping. If the break has too much low rumble, clean it up with EQ8 and gently high pass below around 30 to 40 Hz. You're not trying to sterilize it. You're just making room for the groove to speak clearly. Now we slice. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For this kind of intermediate workflow, slicing by transient is usually the best place to begin. If the loop is already tight and you want more predictable control, slicing by 1/8 notes can work too. Ableton will place the slices into a drum rack, with each slice loaded into Simpler. This is where the loop becomes playable. Audition the slices and identify the important ones: kick, snare, ghost snare, hats, and any useful little tail or shuffle fragment. Don't use everything. That's a very common mistake. A strong intro is not about maximum slicing. It's about choosing the right accents and placing them with purpose. A good habit here is to duplicate the MIDI clip before you get experimental. Keep one version safe and clean, and use the duplicate for your more adventurous edits. That way, if you overwork the groove, you can come back to the solid version without starting over. Now let's build the actual stepper skeleton. Create a 2-bar MIDI pattern in the drum rack. Start with the classic backbone. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beat 2 and 4, and maybe the second kick or ghost kick before beat 3 if the groove needs more push. Add a few hats or break ticks to keep the pulse moving. At this stage, don't think about fancy fills. Think about function. The intro needs to feel like it could be mixed into, so the main snare anchors should stay readable and fairly tight. Then use the break slices around them like punctuation marks. A great starting balance is to keep your ghost hits noticeably lower in velocity than the main hits. That small difference in level is what gives the rhythm breath. If every hit is the same volume, the intro starts sounding noisy instead of rolling. In jungle and steppers, dynamics matter a lot. Once the skeleton is working, start shaping the groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing feel. Something in the range of 54 to 58% is often enough to make the pattern feel human without making it wobble. Apply groove lightly to the hats and break fragments, but keep the snare anchors more rigid. That contrast is important. The main hits give the DJ a stable reference point, while the smaller slices add movement and personality. If a slice feels too stiff, nudge just that note slightly off-grid instead of shifting the whole pattern. Small offsets on ghost notes can make a big difference. You can also shorten the MIDI note lengths for sliced percussion, so the intro stays tight and clean. Long tails can make the whole thing feel washed out, and that usually hurts the DJ-friendly feel. Now we make the break sound like an intro, not just a chopped loop, on the drum bus or on the drum rock group. Start with EQ8. Clean up an e-boxy buildup around 200 to 400 Hz if needed, and tame harsh bite around 6 to 9 kHz if the hats or snare start getting brittle. Then add a little saturator, just enough to give the break some edge and density. You're aiming for attitude, not distortion overload. After that, use compressor lightly for glue. A ratio around 2 to 1 is a good starting point. Keep the attack fairly slow, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transients can punch through. Let the release breathe in the 50 to 120 millisecond range depending on tempo. If you want more knock, drum bus can work nicely too, but be careful not to thicken the low end too much. A really important move here is filter automation. Use auto filter or a low pass filter to start the intro slightly hidden, Then gradually open it over the course of the phrase. You might start with the break feeling tucked away around 200 to 500 Hz, then open it up toward 2 to 8 kHz as the intro develops. This gives you that classic DJ intro energy, where the drums gradually reveal themselves instead of arriving all at once. Now let's bring in the bass tees. For a stepper jungle intro, the bass should support the drums, not steal the show. That usually means a restrained sub stab or a filtered Reese tease instead of the full drop bass line. You can use simpler with a clean sub sample for short notes, or use analog or wave-eatable to create a filtered re-style phrase. Keep the bass notes short and sparse. A very effective move is to let the bass answer the snare every two bars. That creates a call and response feeling, without fully revealing the drop. If you're using a sub, keep it centered and mono. If you're using a re-s, keep the low end narrow and controlled, with any width pushed up into the higher harmonics. Put utility on the bass to keep the low end mono, if needed. Use EQ8 to remove any unnecessary sub junk, and saturator if you need the bass to read better on smaller speakers. That matters, because an intro can sound huge in the studio and then disappear on laptop speakers if the mid-range content is too weak. Now we arrange the full 16 bars. Think in 4-bar sentences. That's a great way to keep the intro functional and musical at the same time. Bars 1 through 4 should be the cleanest section. Let the filtered break fragments establish the pocket, with minimal bass and enough space for mixing. Bars 5 through 8 can introduce more defined drum movement, a few more ghost notes, and the first bass tease. Bars 9 through 12 can open up the top end further, bring in more hat activity, and make the bass calls feel more obvious. Then bars 13 through 16 should be your tension peak, where you maybe had a fill, a reverse hit, a tiny fake out, or a signature sound right before the drop. One thing to watch here, don't add too many elements at once. If your pattern starts feeling busy, mute one layer before adding another. In jungle, restraint often hits harder than density. A lot of the time, the most professional move is removing something at just the right moment so the next hit feels bigger. For atmosphere, use one or two supporting elements only. A short reverb on a return track, a bit of delay, a reverse cymbal, or a filtered noise rise can all help. Keep those effects tucked behind the drums. High pass your ambience aggressively so it doesn't cloud the kick and sub. If you want darker character, less is more. A few well-placed sounds will do far more than a wall of pads. The final two bars are especially important. This is where the listener needs a clear left-turn moment. It can be subtle, but it has to say something is about to happen. You could strip the drums back for half a bar, mute a hat pattern, drop in a reverse impact, or throw a short reverb tail on the last ghost snare. That little change is what makes the drop feel inevitable. Before you call it done, do the low end and mono checks. Use utility to keep the sub narrow and centered. If the bass tease is fighting the kick, carve out space with a EQ8 or sidechain it lightly to the kick. Then compare the intro at different volumes. This is huge. If the groove still reads quietly on small speakers, your arrangement is solid. If the kick and snare disappear when the volume drops, the intro is relying too much on loudness instead of structure. A good DJ intro should feel clean, functional, and alive. It should give the mixer room, but still have enough attitude that it doesn't feel empty. That balance is the real skill. If you want to push this further, there are a few strong variations worth trying. You can build a two-break hybrid intro by layering a clean, punchy break under a dustier one. Use the clean layer for timing and the dirty one for flavor. Or try call and response phrasing, where one bar answers the previous bar with a different slice group. Another great move is a fake out tension bar near the end. Strip things down for a moment, then bring the groove back in right before the drop. That contrast is powerful. You can also try a ghost bass rhythm, where the bass line mirrors only the snare ghosts. That creates a subliminal pulse that feels sophisticated without announcing the drop too early. And if you want more underground grit, duplicate the break group, distort the copy lightly, band limit it, and tuck it underneath the clean version. That gives you aggression while keeping the main groove readable. Here's the key takeaway. A strong stepper jungle DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 comes from three things: a well-sliced break, a clear stepper backbone, and controlled tension building. Slice with intention. Keep the groove readable. Use ghost notes and swing to add life. Keep the sub disciplined and mono. And build the arrangement in 4-bar phrases so it feels like something a DJ can actually work with. If you can make the intro feel dark, functional, and rhythmically alive, then you've nailed it. Now take what you've built, listen back at low volume, and ask yourself one question. Does this feel like a proper DJ tool that still has personality? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track.